Yavama's chapter Mishnah 3, Klal Amruba Yavama. There's a general rule that they said about the Yavama, that Kol She Issa Erva, whatever woman is prohibited by Erva, means it's a forbidden relationship, Lo Chalitzis Velo Mis Yavemis, does not perform Chalitza and does not do Yivam. So really this is setting out now what we've said already numerous times, that if the woman is forbidden to him because she is an erva, she's a prohibited relationship in the Torah, like it's his daughter or something like that, so you don't do Yibum or you don't do Chalitza, right? Really, this clause should have come at the Mishnah 1, you know, right at the beginning of Mishnah 1. But it's brought over here and it's just setting out the principle for you. That's what it is. Isura Isur Mitzvah, if her prohibition to the man, though, is a mitzvah prohibition, and we're going to see in the next Mishnah what a mitzvah prohibition is. The Issa Kedusha, or it's what he calls a sanctity prohibition, and we'll also see in the next Mishnah what a sanctity prohibition is. These aren't outright ever prohibitions, they're like different kind of prohibitions, which we'll see. Chalitzis v'lo misyavemis, and the woman falls to him, so the rabbis made her do chalitza. She has to do chalitza to him, they can't do Yibum together. Because she's not prohibited to him as an erva, as a forbidden relationship. It's another category. It's a mitzvah prohibition or a sanctity prohibition, which we'll get to in the next Mishnah. And then, last clause of the Mishnah, actually a little tricky clause, but it introduces a new concept to us. And that's Achoisa Shi Yavimta, that her sister is her sister-in-law. I'll explain to you now what this means. Choletzes or misyavemes, she does chalitza or yibum. So what this is explaining to us is that a general concept that you have to know before you understand this clause, and that is that if you've got, let's say just a straight case, two brothers marry two sisters, and there's a third brother over there, but two brothers married to two sisters, and they both die childless at the same time. So these two sisters at the same time fall to the third brother for Yibum or Chalitza. So he can't do Yibum or Chalitza with either of them because he's got what we call a Zika bond, like a bond to both of them. But he's forbidden. You can't marry two sisters. So because he's got like a bond to two women that he can't marry, because you can't marry two sisters, so both of them walk away. But he doesn't do Yibum or Chalitza with either of those two sisters. They walk away. And we're going to see lots of cases like that. The case over here is that of those two sisters, one of them he also has a previous forbidden relationship with. For example, let's say one of those sisters was previously married to the third brother's son. So it's also his daughter-in-law. Then they got divorced, and then she married his brother. Okay? So because she's forbidden to him from a previous erva prohibition, she falls out of the picture. And now he can do Yibum or Chalitza with the other sister. And that is the case of a sister who is her sister-in-law, right? Because she performs Chalitza or is married by Yibum. So he can do Yibum or Chalitza with that woman because the other one is forbidden to him by a previous erva relationship.